Hello?
Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, sir. My name is Walter, and I'm calling from Opinions Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated to any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion on. We are not trying to sell you anything. It's just a few answers. We will remain confidential. Is that okay with you? Will you
yeah,
be so kind?
Yeah, let's do it. Yep.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, let me see. Does you or any of your members in your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, or advertising agency, a media organization, or work on a volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, USA and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You would definitely vote, going to vote?
Yes.
You're very likely to vote? Okay, definitely. Okay.
Yeah.
With which of the political parties are you registered? Democrat? Republican?
I'm a registered Democrat.
Okay. What is the last grade or formal education you have completed, sir? High school?
Graduate. No, postgraduate.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Are you or a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Okay. What is your main racial background? African-American, Asian, white? Other?
White.
Okay. What is your age range from 18 to 35, from 36 to 45, from 46 to 55, from 56 to 65, over 65?
56 to 65.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, will you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off of the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Okay. For the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, kindergarten through 12 education, housing and property insurance costs, illegal immigration, local growth and development, climate and the environment, taxes, the economic and jobs, access and cost of healthcare, abortion, crime and public safety.
Access and cost of health care.
Healthcare, okay. Mm-hmm. Access and cost of health care. Okay, great. Thank you for your answer. Now, in the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidates and the Republican candidates? Definitely vote for a Democratic candidate, probably vote for a Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Definitely vote for a Democrat candidate.
Okay, thank you for your answer, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
Strongly approve, somewhat approve.
Say the options again, please.
Strongly approve, somewhat approve.
Thank you. Strongly approve.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as a governor?
No.
Somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have not opinion, if you don't have an opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well, okay?
Yes.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay. Nate Douglas.
No opinion.
Okay. Susan Plasencia.
No opinion.
Maxwell Frost.
Strongly favorable.
Okay. Okay. You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming November elections. If the elections for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Reform Party candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, another party's candidate.
Joe Biden.
Okay. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Now, among a smaller list of candidates, if the elections for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting for, probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Definitely? Okay. And lastly, if the elections for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Susan Plasencia, Nate Douglas, undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Susan Plasencia, Nate Douglas, undecided?
Undecided.
All other things being equal, which of the following candidates will you be more likely to support in the elections for Florida State House? A candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government? A candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to deliver your community?
The first option, please. Yep.
Okay. All right. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, not changed much?
It's gotten better.
Okay. Over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher, interest rates are at record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs? The Republicans, President Joe Biden, and the Democratic policies?
The Republicans, clearly.
Okay. You will now be, we already at 60%. You will now be given a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you will be more likely to vote for. Susan Plasencia is a Hispanic woman who believes that dysfunction in Washington, D.C. is an embarrassment and is making things worse for everyday Americans. As your state representative in Tallahassee, Susan Plasencia is a public servant who fights for good ideas to help people, not a politician who serves herself. Plasencia has consistently worked with both Republicans and Democrats to deliver things like middle-class tax cuts, teacher pay raises, Insurance Reform and Relief of Seniors. Now, Nate Douglas. Nate Douglas, a proud African-American progressive who wants to stand up to the extremist MAGA Republicans and drastically change things in Florida, better represents the needs of underserved groups like minorities, immigrants, young people, and members of the LGBTQ community. To achieve this, Douglas supports things like raising taxes on the wealthy, canceling student loan debt, and creating a Green New Deal for Florida. Who will you vote for?
Mr. Douglas.
Okay. If you knew the following statements about Susan Presencia were true, will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Susan Presencia in the election for Florida State House Representative? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Susan Presencia believes that every child deserves the same access to a world-class education regardless of their zip code, which is why Presencia voted for the largest expansion of school choice in state history, so more parents can send their child to the school that best meets their needs, all at no additional cost. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Much less likely.
Okay. Susan Presencia knows that Floridians are having a harder time keeping up with the rise in grocery prices and insurance rates. That's why Susan Presencia voted for a record tax cut of $4.2 billion, including permanent tax cuts on baby supplies like cribs, diapers, and strollers. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely. Somewhat more likely.
Okay. As a single mom, Susan Presencia understands the risk of children face online. That's why Presencia supported a law to create online protection for children from predatory social media companies that have made our children addicted to their dangerous sites. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Like many longtime residents in your community, Susan Presencia believes that growth and development have gotten out of control. Presencia supports residents-led efforts to limit commercial and residential development in suburban and rural areas. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely. No difference.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Susan Presencia believes in protecting and strengthening public education in Florida, which is why Presencia voted for record increases in public school funding, as well as for an additional $2.5 billion for teachers' pay raises. Much likely? Somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Susan Presencia believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Susan Presencia wants to take bold action like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and profiteering and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates.
Much somewhat more likely.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhat more likely.
All right, great. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Susan Presencia, Nate Douglas, undecided?
Nate Douglas.
Okay. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Nate Douglas, the Democratic candidate? Definitely or probably?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. You will now be giving some more statements about Susan Presencia. Will you each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Susan Presencia in the election for Florida State? House Representative, I'm sorry. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Susan Presencia is an ultra-MAGA Republican who stands with Donald Trump and the violent January 6th protesters and criminals who try to overthrow our democracy. Mm-hmm. Much more likely, someone, yeah.
No, not much more likely, like totally not.
Okay.
Yes.
Susan Presencia is a radical extremist who voted for Florida's six-week abortion ban and has repeatedly voted to restrict women's reproductive rights.
Strongly against.
Strongly against?
Tell me the options again.
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Okay,
oh, no
much
difference.
Much less likely.
Okay. Instead of working to solve actual problems like affordability, public education, and threats from climate change, Susan Presencia is a rubber stamp for Governor DeSantis' radical culture war agenda that targets minorities and members of the LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm. Much less likely.
Okay. Okay, now, if you knew that the following statements about Nate Douglas were true, will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Nate Douglas in the elections of Florida State House Representative? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Nate Douglas has supported defunding local policy departments. No, I'm sorry, police departments. Supports cashless bail, which allows suspected criminals to be released before their trials, and wants to remove liability protections from police officers. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Nate Douglas is a 24-year-old with little life experience and supports radical policies like packing the Supreme Court, making Washington, D.C. a state, and eliminating ballot security measures. Douglas has based his entire campaign on these issues, which fail to address the real problems that people in your community are facing, like rising property insurance rates, inflation, growth and development, neighborhood safety, and preparation for hurricane season.
Somewhat more likely.
Nate Douglas supports radical environmental policies that aim to completely eliminate gas-powered vehicles, will raise energy costs by billions of dollars, and make America less energy independent.
Much more likely.
Nate Douglas has repeatedly criticized people he disagreed with, calling them fascism, Nazis, and racists, and even criticize black people who have different political views than him. Douglas' rhetoric demonstrates he is unfit to effectively serve your community and your state government.
No difference.
Okay. Nate Douglas supports canceling student loan debt, meaning that taxpayers, many of whom did not go to college or already paid off their college loans, will be forced to pay off these loans instead of the students who took them out.
Much more likely.
Okay, we're already at 86. We're almost done. Thank you for your time. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Susan Presencia or Nate Douglas?
Mr. Douglas.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting for probably voting for Lake Douglas, the Democratic candidate?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years?
10 years.
10 years? Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, 10 years.
Okay, no problem. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, someone else did not vote?
Joe Biden. Yeah, Joe Biden.
Okay. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans? Usually vote Republican, always vote Republican?
Usually Democrat.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a liberal.
Liberal. Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your time, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it, okay?
Okay. Thanks. Be well.
You have a wonderful rest of your day now. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Thank you.